This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're here at our studio, Green Tree, Foster Plaza. Stop by and see us. Yinzers in the Berg has a $10 gift certificate for you for a new shirt if you turn in your AB jersey to us at the studio today. On top of that, register to win. You don't need to turn in an AB jersey. You could just show up today and register to win that Juju Smith-Schuster signed jersey at from tseshop.com, TSE Shop at the mall at Robinson. So there's all that. We're still here. We're here today at our studio doing the event, so stop by and see us. Bring that AB jersey. I was driving into work today and started thinking about Ben Roethlisberger. Ben just has to find a way. He should have found a way this past year.
Okay.
It's incumbent upon Ben to find a way. Here's why. The quarterback situations, they're not really in flux anymore, but they're shaky in the AFC North. And I'm not talking about win the Super Bowl. I'm talking about at least win the division. And people say, well, there's a lot more moving parts. There's the defense that has to happen. There's the receiver situation. There's James Conner being infused as the A1 running back of this. No, wait here. It's time for Ben to put his foot down and be that Hall of Fame quarterback and win games with his arm and just get it done. In Cincinnati, I guess Andy Dalton's going to be the quarterback with another new coach, another new coordinator, a new playbook, all that coming in. Cleveland, as good as Baker Mayfield is, as much as I think, and I'm a fan of Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, I think we both are. Still essentially a rookie until the midpoint of next season.
Correct. This is the first season he's going into where he's the starter going into a year. And you have another coaching sort of turnover situation with Freddie Kitchens.
Kitchens
there.
Take moving up.
Right. So there's that. And then in Baltimore, you have a guy going in who I think is not a good NFL quarterback, who is getting used to the system, who's going into the situation as a first-year starter, just like the situation in Cleveland. There's one Hall of Fame quarterback in this division. There's one guy that's a legit long-time starter and a guy who is the man in his organization. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, that's just the way I feel about it.
Well, he's still the centerpiece of the organization.
He needs to put his foot down and just beat those other dudes.
He needs to, and he should too, but I think we're starting to see the fact that he can't do it like he used to. I mean, there are still, and we talked about this during the season, there are still flashes in there. You know, he throws a frozen rope to A.B. in the back of the end zone. I want to say it was the Patriots game, maybe. And it comes off his arm from about 35 yards straight into the back of the end zone, and it's a bullet, and he nails it, right? He's still got that in there in flashes. But then you've got balls that, you know, maybe it's a half a yard behind a guy on a quick slant, or maybe it doesn't get there on a deep ball.
Okay, then this. Then the Steelers coaching staff needs to facilitate a way to tinker the playbook to play 100% to Ben's strengths and allow him, because he's better than those other guys. He's miles better than those other guys on a good day, and they should see that.
So here's, and I agree, they need to tweak the offense slightly. But when I look at it, and we look at Ben Roethlisberger, what are his biggest strengths? It's backyard football, right? A busted play. I don't know if I'd take any other quarterback in the league over Ben Roethlisberger and what he can do to find a way to make it work, even at this age when he doesn't have the same movement and the same abilities in that regard as he had when he was a younger guy. But I don't know how you game plan for that. I don't know how you game plan for busted plays and how you game plan.
No, I don't think Ben's just good in busted plays.
I didn't say he's just good in busted plays. I think that's, you said what he does best, right?
No, I think what he does best at this point is he reads the offense at the scrimmage line,
okay,
much like a Manning. And I think that Ben has become a guy that gets the ball out quick and gets it to playmakers and allows them to make plays.
And if that's the case, then they're going to have to.
I think that's the new Ben.
And if that's the case, then they're going to have to find a way to build their offense around that with guys like Juju and James Washington, right? And Eli Rogers. And we saw a great connection with Vance McDonald this year. Is this offense willing to look at itself as an offense that looks for the tight end over the middle as a first option sometimes, you know? You're right. He gets the ball out quick, and when he does that, he generally keeps himself from making mistakes or overthinking the situation. So maybe that's the direction to go. But you're right. He needs to put his foot down and show that he's the Hall of Fame quarterback in a division of a bunch
because
of other guys.
I think it's inexcusable, and thinking back at it more, because Pony tweeted about this yesterday, and he wasn't wrong about it. I think if teams are to add, if other teams in the division are to add, the Steelers even fall lower in the pecking order. The Steelers had the only stable quarterback situation, really, in the division last year. And they didn't win it. And they didn't just have the stable quarterback situation. They had a Hall of Fame guy. When two other teams had rookies starting by the end of the year, and the other guy, who played in Cincinnati, Dreisaitl or whatever the hell the guy's name was? What was the guy? No,
Driscoll?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nugent Hopkins was on the other wing.
I'm kidding. But, you know, like they had the only stable, and they didn't just have a stable quarterback situation with, like, Matt Moore. They had a stable quarterback situation with a Hall of Famer and couldn't win the division.
And I think that
it's an embarrassment.
When that happens, you need to look at that quarterback and say, okay, what can this guy still do?
And my point is they're rolling into next year with largely the same situation because those other guys are going into a first year as being a starter.
Yeah, or still in the midst of essentially their first calendar
transition.
Year as a starter, yeah.
You know what he needs to start doing? He needs to start staying after practice and working with the receivers that he's going to have. He really does.
You know, that's a very valid point, Jim. Who's going to deliver him that news? Coach Randy?
This is the practical application of
who the real offensive coordinator is.
Right.
This is the comfort level that Ben has there. This is the unwillingness of people to make Ben uncomfortable. Who's the offensive coordinator with the organization? Is it Ben Roethlisberger? Is it Coach Randy? No. I said from day one it's co-offensive coordinator.
Yeah, we know the answer to that.
You think somebody's going to stand there and say, hey, Ben, you know what? You can't shoot out of here early, man. You got to get it. We need to form some continuity.
Look,
if he wants to win, that's a no-brainer.
It's got to be – look, when they sit down with him to talk extension, if they haven't started that discussion already, they've had a lot on their plates the last couple of weeks, part of that discussion needs to be, listen, for the last 3-4 years of your career, whatever it may be that you have left in the tank, we need you to recommit in this way because it's a whole bunch of fresh faces and a whole bunch of young guys that need some leadership, and we've talked a lot about leadership in this room. It's on you, my man, if you're going to get that extension.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.